I'm Mark Bayshore. You've got Current State on WKAR. In Detroit, public school teachers are protesting what they say are deplorable working conditions and incompetent state oversight. Dozens of DPS teachers have staged sick-outs in recent weeks, forcing the majority of city schools to close. Republican lawmakers say those have amounted to an illegal strike. They've responded with a series of bills in the Michigan Senate that would impose stronger sanctions on striking teachers. We have two guests today representing different viewpoints on the sick-outs and the legislation. Joining us by phone, Tony Daunt. He's the operations director for the Michigan Freedom Fund. His group supports stronger teacher sanctions. Mr. Daunt, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Mark, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Certainly. And on the other side, David Hecker. Mr. Hecker's president of the American Federation of Teachers Michigan. David Hecker, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And we'll clarify at the outset for us here, or help us understand, David Hecker, the AFT does not represent any DPS teachers, as I understand, but your union philosophically supports their sick outs. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. All the teachers at DPS, the office employees, and the paraprofessionals are all members of the American Federation of Teachers.
But do any classroom do you represent any classroom teachers in Detroit?
Yes, I said all the teachers, paraprofessional secretaries, are all members of the American Federation of Teachers.
Okay, I want to clarify the lines here between the AFT and the other teachers' union in Detroit here.
There is not another teachers' union in Detroit. The American Federation of Teachers of Michigan is a federation of 100 locals throughout the state. One of those locals is the Detroit Federation of Teachers.
Understood. Talk to me generally about what you think of these sick outs. Mr. Hecker, why don't you go first?
Well, the teachers are standing up and voicing their thoughts and standing up for their students, standing up for themselves, standing up for their community. The conditions in Detroit public schools are deplorable. We've all seen the rats, the mold, the growing mushrooms, the pails on desks because of leaking roofs. We know of class sizes of 45, 46, 48 in elementary schools. We know there's a 170-person teacher shortage because compensation has been slashed and working conditions are what they are. And these teachers are standing up and saying, enough is enough for the students, enough is enough for us. This has to change because every time we bring these issues up over years, nothing gets addressed. And in fact, under emergency management, things have gotten worse.
Tony Daunt, what about you?
I would say that it's laughable that the accusation is that it's all of a sudden under state control that these schools have been mismanaged and basically run into the ground. This has been an ongoing problem in DPS for decades in terms of students not being properly educated. And the bottom line is these teachers are engaged in illegal strike activity. And the law forbids that. We believe that anything that can help strengthen the enforcement of those laws is a good thing because education is about the kids. It's not about anybody else. It's not about administrators. It's not about teachers. It's about educating children.
David Hecker.
These activities by the children, by the teachers, are putting kids on the street, not educating them.
David Hecker, public employee strikes are illegal in Michigan, and these are coordinated actions. Why shouldn't they be considered strikes and therefore illegal?
Well, they're not strikes. They're teachers who stood up and teachers who did what they thought what was needed to be done to fight back and to change these deplorable conditions. The state has run DPS for 14 of the last 17 years. DPS had a surplus when the state took over. It now has an operating deficit of $515 million. Student count has plummeted. I would say state control clearly has not worked.
Tony Daunt, your response to that?
Again, the situation in Detroit has been unfortunately an ongoing kind of collapse of the education system and of governance in general. And, teaching children that breaking the law is the way to get what you want is not the way to go.
They
bring up this issue of conditions in the schools, but we've been speaking out against these illegal strikes since April of last year. And that was when Mr. Khan was heading the DFT, and he was very clear in what his motivations were. It was to flex their muscle and to protest to get what they want. And at no point that I recall during those protests, during those illegal strikes, was the issue of building conditions brought up.
David Hecker,
also
continue.
Go ahead, sorry.
David Hecker, respond to one criticism that I'm hearing, and that is namely that as challenged as the Detroit schools are, the sick outs make a bad situation even worse. We've got families that are hugely inconvenienced. We've got kids that are not being instructed in admittedly substandard conditions, but that it makes a bad situation even worse. What do you say to that criticism?
Well, at what point do you stand up and say enough is enough? You know, I don't think the civil rights movement would have made the gains it made if people weren't willing to stand up, say enough is enough, and indeed violate the law. Not that the teachers have done that here, but I believe Martin Luther King has spent some time in jail. That's the great, great history of this country. I don't think the American Revolution was legal if you ask the King of England. That's the history of this country. So it's absurd to say that someone violating the law could never be right when they're standing up and protesting for students, for education. But the teachers here did not violate the law. The teachers are here, are voicing their opinions, are expressing their opinions, are using sick days that they have, and saying, I just can't take it anymore. I mean, that people take sick days when there's mold in buildings and there's vermin throughout the building and the roofs are leaking, it's not surprising.
A question for both of you here. The Senate measure has one provision that would punish striking teachers by stripping their teaching certification for 2 years. Tony Daunt, if teachers became decertified for a couple of years, who would take their place?
I want to get back to what Mr. Hecker was previously saying. You know, he wants to have his cake and eat it too, saying that, you know, sometimes it's okay to break the law, but oh, by the way, these teachers aren't breaking the law. So that may be a clever trick, but it's simply obfuscating the fact that these teachers are engaged in a legal strike, and I fully support punishment that would, you know, strip them of their certification, because by engaging in illegal strikes, by leaving kids out in the streets, by inconveniencing their parents, having to find somewhere for their children to go.
We're almost out of time.
They have proven that they are not, you know, they are not interested in doing what their job is, and that's educating children.
David Hecker, we're almost out of time. I'll give you a few seconds here to respond to that briefly, please.
I would suggest, rather than punishing the men and women who have dedicated their careers to educating our children, that the district and the state address the issues they have raised, fix our schools, put them in better shape, lower class size, provide the kind of compensation needed so we don't have a 200-person teaching shortage in Detroit and elsewhere, and reward teachers for doing the work they do. Don't punish them for standing up for their students.
David Hecker is president of the American Federation of Teachers Michigan. Tony Daunt is the operations director for the Michigan Freedom Fund. We've been talking about an effort in the Michigan Senate to impose stronger sanctions against striking teachers. Thank you both for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.